Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenny. We'll begin shortly. With Diane Lenning. This is Diane Lenning, your host, coming to you live from the United States of America. We're so glad you are here with us tonight. Let's worship the Lord together tonight and just be grateful and thankful for all the wonderful and good things He has done, and believe that those not so good things will be covered under the blood and of Jesus. And let's pray for others tonight, that God will reach out and bless those. Let's bow our heads and begin with praying with the Lord's Prayer. Matthew 6, verse 9. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Dear Lord, we pray for those tonight who are depressed and or oppressed. We pray, Lord, that you would uplift their spirits and help them as they praise the Lord tonight and worship you to feel encouraged and uplifted, understanding and knowing that all that happens in the world and in our lives that you know about, that you see, that you have purpose in all that happens and the end time. There will be some difficulties many of us will face, and that you never really promised that life would be perfect or be exactly like we want it, but that you would be there with us through that time to encourage us, uplift us, and give us the strength and the power to go through it. We pray, Lord, for those who might be sick or infirm. Lord, that you would touch them and heal their bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it be, whether it just be an ongoing symptoms of flu or female cycle problems or cancer or tumors or headaches or backaches or feet aches, Lord, that you would just touch and heal everyone who's listening. And if you're listening right now and believing for healing, just reach out and accept the healing touch of Jesus. We pray all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Normally, this is the night we have scheduled for English and Vietnamese, but if I remember correctly, I hope I do, this is the night Quy said she would be out of the country in Vietnam. But if by chance she does call in, we'll just include her and do that part. But tonight I have planned just to praise and worship the Lord and give prayer one for another and to play worship music for your enjoyment. So just spend this time together with the Lord tonight. If you would like to call in, toll-free number is 1-877-497-9937. Again, that call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. 9937. So as we worship and praise the Lord tonight together, I will stop in between ever so often and read from the book of Psalms, uplifting verses about encouragement from the scripture to praise the Lord. And they're the praises of King David, of whom the Lord Jesus was descended. The line of David is an important part of the Bible, and understanding that helps us to understand the thinking and the family of God. Our first worship song we're going to hear tonight is El Shaddai by Amy Grant. And remember that any of these songs I play tonight can be found on the internet, and you can download them for a fee, a small fee, unless they are the ones in public domain. So as I say that, remember each one you can download for a fee and play yourself. So let's begin worshiping the Lord together with El Shaddai by Amy Grant. Just listen and praise the Lord together. Praise you, Jesus.
El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echamkana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echamkan Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai.
Psalms 149, the prophet exhorteth us to praise God for his love to the church and for that power which he hath given to the church. Psalm 149, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud for joy upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen nations and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Did you hear that last part? That was really wonderful, where he said the praises of the high God would be praises in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. So it's a weapon, so to speak, to help you in your Christian life. It cuts out those things out of your life that are hindering you or making you feel downtrodden or oppressed. Just get thee behind thee, Satan, those things that bring you down low, and allow the Spirit of the Lord to lift you up high into the reality of God's plan for your life and for the world. Let's praise the Lord together here with Endless Hallelujah, as sung by Matt Redman. Praise the name of the Lord. We'll be right back. Endless Hallelujah.
We will worship.
Psalm 146 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes or like kings of this world, nor in the Son of Man, of whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. And that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth or upholdeth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's worship together as we sing along and listen to Here I Am, to worship sung by Tim Hughes. We'll be right back.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Lord, we bow down and worship you tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. We pray you encourage the brokenhearted and heal the wounds of those who have been abused or hurt or harmed, Lord. We pray that you would help people to reach out toward the love of God and the healing mercy that comes through knowing Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 147, we find that the prophet exhorteth to praise God for his care of the church, his power and his mercy, to praise him for his providence. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. In other words, it's beautiful. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Lord, heal our hearts tonight and bind up our wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. So he knows your name. He knows all our names. Great is the Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up and upholdeth the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise thy God, O Zion, for he hath strengthened the bars of thy gate. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like the wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. How great is our God. Let's worship together as we listen to Bethany Dillon sing, How Great is Our God. Let's just worship together. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll be right back. Praise the Lord, for our God is great, isn't he? Praise the name of the Lord. Let's continue in Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to give those opportunity right now who would like to come to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. It says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's important for us to receive God's best gift if we want to spend eternity in heaven, if we want to spend eternity with God and our other Christian loved ones. In John 1:2 it says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be children of God. In John 3:3 Jesus said, you must be born again in order to enter into the kingdom of God. That means unless you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you won't be entering the kingdom of heaven. You will be entering the lake of fire in the final judgment, at the white throne judgment, as we've been reading in Revelation on Friday nights and some of the Wednesday nights. This year in 2013. You can look back to the archives to read about that. Starting in January of 2013, we started reading and discussing and learning about the book of Revelation and the end times. So it's important that you receive God's best gift in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Pray with me right now if you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus into your heart. Just bow your heads and fold your hands. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and walk in your way. Lord Jesus, I now invite you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life, all the days of my life, and help me to learn more about following the example that Jesus gave for us to live in the New Testament, and help me to grow in the Lord to become a mature Christian in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for it. Amen. The angels in heaven praise the Lord and sing when someone comes to know the Lord. And we praise the Lord along with them for those who have just accepted the Lord as your Savior. Let's worship together. And I will be right back, so stay with me. So let's sing or listen to I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. And it's by a group called Delirious. I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Let's do that now together. Hallelujah.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I could sing your love your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I can sing of your love.
praise the name of the Lord. This next song is for the young at heart and all you young people who like hard rock. You've got to have a little bit of your style of music. Actually, it's a pretty good song for that style, but I like it all. I know some people don't care for this as much as others, but it praises the name of the Lord, and that's what's important. You're worthy of my praise by Jeremy Camp. It gets a little bit loud, so hang on to your seat. God bless you. The name of the Lord. The last psalm is 150. Let's listen and praise the Lord together. It's a short one. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I think that's what we've been doing tonight, worshiping along with these people who have been worshiping the Lord in song. And we praise the Lord so much for the talent God has given to these people. I hope you will look up their songs and for a fee download them. We're going to end tonight with a little slower tempo and a little more soft tone. We will glorify with Twyla Paris, but hang on, I'll be back to say goodnight. So this is We Will Glorify with Twyla Paris. Praise the name of the Lord. My friends, we're coming to the end of another show and time together. And I ask that you would pray for me as we pray for others tonight. I fell 3 weeks ago and I'm going through physical therapy and I broke my right arm and injured my lower back pretty bad. It's been in pretty severe pain today, although it's healing. And I praise the Lord for that. I'm able to do more than I was the first couple of weeks. And I just pray that you'll ask the Lord for a quick healing for me. And I'm going to pray for you that the Lord will heal you as well. So let's bow our heads together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the family of God around the world No matter where we live, where we come from, rich or poor, famous or not, very intelligent or not so much, we are still all a part of God's family, and you love each one of us, for you even see the sparrow bird fall in the sky, so we know you see us and you know the number of our hairs on our head. Lord, we know that you can touch and heal us. We pray for a healing touch tonight for everyone in the need of touching by the Lord God, whether it be physical, spiritual, or emotional. I have a sense tonight to pray for those who have been oppressed and feel depressed, Lord, that you would uplift their spirits and help them to worship you, Lord, in whatever circumstance they find themselves, and to look to the Lord for deliverance of whatever their circumstance. And we bind those who would come with evil against the children of God and keep them from harming them, and we loose the power of your angels on their behalf in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for being with me tonight. We are on radio every Wednesday night and every Friday night, and about once a month I try to do Sunday night. But I might not be able to do the Sunday night as often. The next few months I'm studying to take the bar exam, which is to become an attorney. I graduated from law school this last year, so I'm looking forward to working in the legal arena to help those who love the Lord God and help our future or our children ahead, that it will be better than the way it looks right now. So let's just say a prayer for our kids. That's just come upon me when I said that. Lord, we pray for our kids, and our grandkids, nephews and nieces, the young ones, Lord, that you would bless them and help them not to be depressed by the negative circumstances that are upon us in the world right now, but to be encouraged that the Lord will reach toward us and uplift us and deliver us. Lord, help them to look up, for thy redemption draws nigh. For the deliverance cometh from you, Lord, and we pray for that deliverance and look forward to the day that you return. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Well, thank you for being with me again. If you would like to contact me, you can email me at diane@lenning.com, diane@lenning.com. You can also connect with me on Facebook. That's facebook.com, www.facebook.com, and look for Diane Lenning, DianeLenning. I do have two pages. One of them is full. So look for the page where I'm wearing the gold suit, and I have around 4,000. We're only allowed 5,000 friends on each page, so my other page I can't take any friends because of Facebook rules. So let's pray that they enlarge that group and let us have 10,000. And if you'd like to friend me, just ask to friend me. Or if you can't figure out how to do it, email me and ask me, or write a note on my wall on the page that I'm wearing the gold suit. Praise the name of the Lord. So glad you're with us. Take care, and God bless you. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too. And he wants you to be in his kingdom. He wants you to be a part of his family. And I'm so glad I'm a part of God's family, aren't you? And let's just look forward together to the time in the future when we will see each other one day. And I could say I'm the lady on the internet who introduced you to the Lord, or prayed with you, or played those worship songs, and we worship together. Thank you, Lord, so much. for this tonight, and thank you, my friends, for being with us. God bless. Take care. Good night. Until next time, this is Diane Lenny. Bye-bye.